This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is leveling a sharp charge over Iran's sale of lethal drones for Russia to use in the Ukraine invasion, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Iranian weapons are being used to kill Ukrainian civilians.
Which, from our point of view, puts Iran in a place where it could potentially be contributing to widespread war crimes.
It's some of the sharpest rhetoric against Tehran since it started supporting Russia's war at the State Department.
We are not looking merely at those responsible for pulling the trigger or for pressing the button.
Spokesman Ned Price says investigators will go up the ladder, and if the U.S. can determine Iran is complicit in or responsible for war crimes,
we will work to hold them to account as well.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
As Brazil reels from mobs of rioters swarming the seats of power, its former president leader has camped in the U.S. state of Florida, where droves of supporters flocked to cheer on their ousted president. That man, Jair Bolsonaro, was hospitalized with abdominal pain on Monday at a nearby hospital, keeping him away from devotees. VOA's
Bolsonaro said the government has linked him to the riots without evidence. Commentators say the former president could come under investigation. Vinicius Vieira is a political analyst.
Jair Messias Bolsonaro is one of those responsible for this attack. He is seen as an intellectual mentor because dozens of times he's...
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday said the resilience of Ukraine's forces fighting off waves of attacks in the eastern region of Donbas had helped the country win time and gain strength. Everything is completely destroyed. There's almost no life, and thousands of their people are lost. The whole land near Soledar is covered with corpses of the invaders and scarred from the blows. Ukrainian military reports say that the country's troops have been withstanding heavy attacks by Russian forces redeployed in Soledar after failing to take the large nearby town of Bakhmut. The U.S. again is leveling sharp charges over Iran's sale of lethal drones. U.S. House Republicans have passed their first bill. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
The legislation cuts funding that was intended to bolster the IRS, and it hit a snag ahead of votes after the budget office announced, rather than save money, the bill would add $114 billion to the federal deficit. Still, it flew through on a party-line vote. Representative Nicole Malliotakis, Republican from New York.
This is meant to nickel and dime, audit and harass America's small businesses and families.
Congressman Earl Blumenauer, an Oregon Democrat.
This legislation will shield tax cheats at the expense of working families.
However, the measure stands almost no chance in the Senate, controlled by Democrats. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office and government has wasted no time implementing its ultra-nationalist agenda. In less than 2 weeks, it has adopted a seemingly petty ban on displaying the Palestinian flag and shake the foundations of Israel's democracy with a proposed legal assault on the Supreme Court. Those moves already are fomenting divisions at a time and punishing Israel toward conflict with the Palestinian and Israel's allies abroad. China says now it's suspending visas for South Koreans to come to the country for tourism or business in apparent retaliation for COVID-19-related requirements on Chinese travelers. A brief notice posted online by the Chinese embassy in Seoul said the ban would apply until South Korea lifted its discriminatory measures on entrance. Via remote